This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
BJ and Jamie.
But that's usually the way it works. You get one story here, you get one story there, and they're opposite most of the time.
I was just reading this whole thing, you guys, because they're wanting to get rid of pennies because it takes 3 cents to create a penny. But here's the problem with getting rid of pennies. Then everybody will round up to 5 cents, right? That's what they want you to do, is round up to 5 cents. But the problem with 5 cents is it costs 9 cents to make a nickel.
So what do we do?
It says it's going to keep going on like that. Like, if you keep going up per coin, it costs, I don't know, but they said that only 16% of people used cash. 16% of people use cash in 2023.
When you get out into rural areas, you see the cash. Here in the city, you never see cash.
It says people over 55 are most likely to use coins. And then places like Coinstar, I guess what they do is they give you an incentive to get a gift card instead of cash back, and they won't charge you. And it did also say you can turn in all your coins. Don't think of them as just trash. You can turn in all your coins to your bank, but call them first, because some of them require you to roll them.
I'm always hesitant to pull out cash, because I don't know if that establishment even takes cash anymore.
That's what I,
you know what I mean?
Ask them.
I reach in, I'll get a $20 bill, and I'll think to myself, wait a minute, they may not take cash, because we're so used to it. You can't go to any sporting event and spend cash.
Well, it's funny because Bud's Bar in Sedalia only takes cash.
Yeah.
It only takes cash. But you have to go across the street to the gas station, and they charge you $2.50 to get cash.
To get money out.
So my hamburgers are really expensive.
Yeah.
And then Garo, my friend who owns it, he wants to change to, you know, credit cards and stuff. But none of the older patrons want him to do that.
You should put a cash machine in there.
He won't let me. I already asked him.
Oh, man. That's a moneymaker.
I already asked him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not dealing with that. I'm like, I'll deal with it. $2.50
exactly.
Time.
Now,
oh my God.
I'm confused with the penny, okay? Because I read an article saying that these pennies are becoming collector's items.
No, they're worthless.
People, well, I'm just saying, you read a different story, okay? But I'm just saying that the story I read, that people are going to collect these things. Now, it's going to take years upon years for them to become a collector's, if they ever do at all, okay? But that people are hoarding the pennies now.
Well, the problem with any kind of coins, they say, is that people just throw them in, you know, a bucket or whatever. So they have to keep producing them. That's why there's millions, hundreds of millions of pennies out there, is because they keep having to produce them because people keep throwing them in a bucket at their house. And so they have to mass
produce them.
They're
not in circulation
anymore. Not anymore. Yeah. They're gone.
Well, not quite yet, but they're going to be.
They're going to be gone.
Yeah, and so it says most people at their home don't even realize they have $90 in change in their house. So that's why the Mint has to keep producing it. And it's like, they said, please think of this as a recyclable. So if you put them back into Coinstar or back to your bank, we don't have to keep producing them.
Now, do you have a coin jar at home?
I do.
You do? What kind of jar is it? Is it a big, big? A tub, or is it small, or what?
It's one of those plastic water bottles.
That's what we have. Yeah. That's what we have. And it's almost full.
Yeah.
It's almost full. It's so full that I have to use a dolly to move it.
Right. And that's the problem, is we're part of the problem. That's why they keep having to produce more metal and more coins, is because we're all just like, just put it in there.
I like being a problem, especially for the government.
Well, it says, it says the headlines, this is according to the Mint, they're like, okay, listen, we understand that y'all think you have money that's worth money, but the fact of the matter is there's hundreds of millions of pennies. Yes, there is one out there that's worth $124 million. But remember, there's 200 million pennies you have to go through.
You got to find that penny. Yeah.
So get the one.
Every now and then you'll stumble across one when you get one back in change, like, you know, the old wheat head or whatever it's called.
The wheat pennies are
the wheat pennies. And every now and then you'll see one. Every now. But they're rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
So they're begging everybody to please think of your change as recyclables and please put them back into the system.
So I go back for Tennessee, you know, for Memorial Day. My mom had passed away. My brother went through her stuff. He found envelopes of the three older boys and even Frog, too. But he found the envelopes that my mom had. And my mom had these little just regular envelope. And in each one, she had each coin. She had a penny, she had a nickel, she had a dime and a quarter. And in each envelope, it was the year. Those coins were in the year that the kids were born.
Are they minted?
Well, yeah.
No, I mean, are they in they've never been circulated?
No. Oh. They've been in circulation. Oh, okay. No, but she had them in an envelope. And just coins that she'd come across and saw the year and said, oh, there you go.
Oh, that's cute.
And putting that kind of like a puzzle she was putting together, you know? Mm-hmm. Had no idea this was going on. And he gives me these envelopes and I'm thinking, huh, what am I going to do with these? Because the kids aren't going to want them. It's like, really? They're only like, Jamie, it's only like 1993. It's not like it's 1904.
I don't know. Put it in your Bible or
it's
something.
Like, well, it's what sweet. Do you do with these? I still have them in my luggage. It's like, oh, what am I going to do with it? I'm going to buy me a Jimmy John's with them. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to untape each
thing? Yeah, I don't know what to do with them. It's like, okay, Mom thought this was very important for some reason. But what am I going to do?
Well, here's the weird thing, too. It says that your bank will probably take your coins, but you need to roll them. Are you going to take a little off the top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of 20, I'm going to put 18 in this one. They'll never know, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.